During colonial times, the Eagle Tavern was a type of inn known as a stand, one that hosted weary passengers from stage wagons and coaches, and it was a famous haunt of the Green Mountain Boys. But as the war continued, both the tavern and the town were briefly abandoned in 1777 as the men headed north to fight the British at the Battle of Hubbardton. As the men went off to fight, the women and children evacuated the town. These women became known as the Valiant 13. They took their children to safety by traversing more than 50 miles on foot from Pulteney to Bennington through rough and untracked wilderness. Their bravery is celebrated annually on East Pulteney Day with a historic fair on this green the second Saturday of August. Though the British won at Hubbardton, they suffered such casualties and delays that the American forces had time to prepare for the battles at Bennington and Saratoga. American victories there led to the surrender of the northern half of the British Army, removed the threat of a northern invasion, and encouraged France to enter the war as our ally. The fervor of this patriotism was commemorated in an infamous toast first offered at the Eagle Tavern, where Captain William Watson raised a glass to the enemies of our country. May they have cobweb breeches, a porcupine saddle, a hard-trotting horse, and an eternal journey. This is the history that passed through the Eagle Tavern and inn. The inn you see here was reconstructed in 1790, not exactly a recent renovation. It's a striking representation of Federal-style architecture, including columns crafted from local pine. The original stone foundation remains, and the use of stone proved so emblematic to this era and region for building house foundations and field stone walls that the Eagle Tavern even offered a libation, a favorite of Ethan Allen's called the Stone Wall, a blend of imported rum and local hard cider. This is also the inn where Horace Greeley boarded from 1826 to 1830, as he began his career as a printer's devil. And it's where our next story begins, with the friendship of two editors, a friendship that took root in the general store. Walk a few feet to the East Pulteney General Store.